low. I get to thinking about my good gal, one that treat me so.
Listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. I'm Patrick Ferris, and this is Dark Night Blues.
with my gal, I holler straight. Boy, she's dressed up like a black fool boy. Now every time, feed her starts out, boy, she'll fly down in the mud. I said, look at your black gal now, don't you get spot. She better start walking around and tell the way. Cause it ain't but one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to do. My heart was good. I'm going to snatch it and grab it. Any way I can get it, I'm going to carry it back to you as a soul. But now you know, gal, and I'm your pal. I hands all kind of a dough.
So you do.
Now all you women dressing up look at me. Now you ain't got a pair of shoes at your feet. I'm going to snatch it, grab it. Any way I can get it, I'm going to carry it back to you as a soul. I mean, I'm going to take it back to you as a soul. You do again. I'm your father, I am all kind of a dude. Now all you women just never look at me. Now you ain't got a pair of shoes at your feet. I'm gonna snatch it. I'm gonna carry it back to you as though I said I'm taking it back to you as though. I'm gonna grab it. In a way I can get it for take it back to you as though. But now you know, gal, out of your path, I am all kind of a donut. Now all you women's dressed up, look at me. Now she ain't got a fashion at her feet. I'm gonna snatch it, you ready? I'm gonna take it back to you as though. Dee 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 dee
dee
yeah, 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 yeah. Dee 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 dee. Take me 7 long months to ride. Going away, baby. Take me 7 long months to ride. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. I was 3 years old when my poor mother died. I was 3 years old when my poor mother died. If it mistreated me, mistreat a motherless child. I jumped last night, all around what were mine. I jumped last night, around with mine. Wasn't nothing at all but my good, good jumping down. She put carbolic in my coffee, 10 times in my tea. Carbolic in my coffee, Tim-Tine in my tea. Strychnine my biscuit, Lord, but she didn't hurt me. Baby, when I'm married, gonna marry an Indian squaw. I mean, when I'm married, gonna marry an Indian squaw. Big Chief's Lord, be my dad-in-law.
big chief can be my daddy-in-law.
Thinking of something that happened when I was a little old kid coming along.
What was it, too tight? Tell me about it.
Oh, well, you know, when I was a little old boy coming along, I used to see old men play guitar. And you know they said he could play a guitar and keep time with the strings and beat the drum and never lose a note. But you know what they did?
No, too tight. What did they do?
Oh, well, they didn't do anything but just test the strings occasionally and wear the fifth out on the wood. But old Too Tight gets it every bit on the steel.
Boy, what sort of man is you?
Yeah, that's what the police want to know. You know one thing, Chappy, old Too Tight coming down from here now with that old 12-string guitar, and boy, yeah, where it's good at. You'll get a chance to see old Sister Hootin' Dash and shake that can of hub.
Boy, I tell the world, every bit of that's good, just like pig meat. Listen here, Chappy, I want to tell you a little thing or two.
What is that, Too Tight? Oh, well, you know when I had that old melon player sitting over there? You ought to hear that fool rag, that melon he got out of his jaw.
Now,
all right, Too Tight, what is that?
I want to know how many you got in that string band you got over there.
Oh, well, ain't nobody but me, myself, in real Calvin Too Tight.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't care if it's you and your whole family. You sure is killing me.
Yeah, but you listen to this old tenor band, your man I got sitting over there, rag that old tenor down to this job now. That old lucky number yet. It's too bad now, Paul. I'm going to stop.
We just heard Too Tight Henry Castle with the Charleston Contest Part 2, recorded in 1928. A lot more freedom on that recording than usually here on a commercial recording from the 20s. That was pretty fabulous. Henry Lee Castle, I thought, actually was ripping off Blind Willie McTell, you know, especially being the 12-string player and a sort of a showy piece like that's remnant of McTell's Atlanta Strut or Traveling Blues. But in fact, he toured in a trio with Blind Blake and Blind Lemon Jefferson, two of the other oldest, most well-known bluesmen. So it might just be the other way around. That might actually, you know, McTell might have just refined on that, but I guess we'll never know. He died in 1971 with only four known recordings made in 1928 and 1930. So you won't hear much from Henry Lee Castle, or Too Tight Henry, as he called himself, but good recording anyway. Furry Lewis with Big Chief Blues, recorded between 1927 and 1929 from his complete works. Walter Buddy Boy Hawkins with Snatch It and Grab It, recorded in 1929. Curtis Jones, that interesting piece, Decoration Day Blues, that was actually a sort of a rare track. It was a take two from that, recorded, I believe, in 1937. And the show began with Charlie Burse and the Memphis Mudcats with Radio Blues, recorded in the late 1930s. Can't resist a blues track talking about the radio. Charlie Burse played occasionally with the Memphis Jug Band. He was pretty popular and prevalent in that Memphis circuit. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues on KDVS. I'm Patrick Ferris. The phone number here is area code 530-754-KDVS. It's 530-752-2777. I'd like to play some a segment on white folk musicians playing blues. Done it before, and it's always interesting. This isn't, you know, as you know, there are many white players always playing country blues, and there's that's fascinating in its own right. But these are really sort of permanent folk musicians experimenting with the blues format. We'll start, of course, with the Dzurek Sisters with guitar blues after these words.
I'm gonna run the chariot soon in the morning, riding the chariot sooner in the morning.
The Bay Area's Friends of Negro Spirituals Educational Organization. The growing movement to preserve and celebrate the African-American and American heritage of the Negro Spirituals. For further information, call area code 415-563-4316 or visit our website at www.dogonvillage.com/Negro, N-E-G-R-O, spirituals, S-P-I-R-I-T-U-A-L-S.
I'm gonna see my mother soon in the morning, see my father soon in the morning.
When children have parents involved in their school, they have higher grades, better attendance, and more self-esteem. Visit www.pta.org to find 100 simple ways to get involved in your kid's school.
For children in hospitals who face days or even weeks of recovery time, homework does more than keep them up to date in school. It can provide a sense of normalcy and focus. While most of a child's stay involves physical recovery and healing, schoolwork can help boost mental health. It can remind children that their familiar daily routine still exists outside the hospital. At Shriners Hospitals, this type of continuous learning is either provided by teachers from local school districts or by teachers on staff at the hospital. Shriners Hospitals provide free orthopedic and burn treatment to children under 18. If you know a child Shriners can help, call 1-800-237-5055. Or visit www.shrinershq.org.
I once had a mama, she make a freight train leave the track. I once had a mama, she make a freight train leave the rail. Now I've got a gal, she make a tomcat hide his tail. I've got the guitar blue, blue as I can be. I've got the guitar blue, just as blue as I can be. As a red-headed mama, and got the best of me. Oh, I love you, dee-dee-dee-dee. My guitar keeps on a ring, yeah. I sure am feeling fine.
down on her face. Went to the graveyard, looked down on her face. Went to the graveyard, looked down on her face. I'm sorry, woman, I just can't take your place. That's all right, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, that's all right for you. You're low down and dirty, and I know the way you do. Well, I hate to see the rising sun go down. Rising sun go down. Hate to see the rising sun go down. Ain't got nobody for to put my arms around. Come here, woman, see what you have done. Come here, woman, see what you have done. Your good man's come. Oh, that's all right, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, that's all right for you. You're low down and dirty, and I know the way you do. Well, I hate to rising sun go down. Did you see the rising sun go down? Did you see the rising sun go down? Ain't got nobody for to put my arms around. Oh, take me to the graveyard, roll aside over me. Roll a sod over me. Take me to the graveyard. Roll a sod over me. I want to tell the world how your mill's treating me. Oh, that's all right. That's all right for you. That's all right, baby. That's all right for you. That's all right, baby. That's all right.
And I love the way you do. It'll hit 50 hop to the bucket shop. I lost all my money and now I have flopped. It's hard time. It's oh boy, it's hard time when you down and out. Well, this is the truth. And it certainly exposes Wall Street proposition was not on roll. It's hard time. Hey, poor boy, it's hard time when you down and out. I put up my money to win some more. I lost all I had and it left me so sore. It's hard time. Hey, poor boy, it's hard time when you down and out. I thought I would drink to wear it off. Bootleg so high that it left me worse off. It's hard time. People, boy, it's hard time when you down and out. If they catch you with whiskey in your car, you're handicapped and there you are. It's hard time. People, boy, it's hard time when you down and out. They'll take you to jail and if you can't make bond, convince yourself that by you're certainly at home. It's hard time. People, boy, it's hard time
I've got no gold. I'm almost naked. That it done turn cold. It's hard time, people boy. It's hard time when you down and out. You ask that judge to treat you well. You owe $400. He'll send you to Atlanta. It's hard time, people boy. It's hard time.
That was Uncle Dave Megan with All In Down and Out Blues. Not sure quite when that was recorded. The date's obscure on that. It could be anywhere from the 30s to the 40s. But before that was Hobart Smith in 1959 with Graveyard Blues, Tom Darby and Jilly Talton with Sweet Sarah Blues, and the Deseret Sisters, of course, with Guitar Blues. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues. I'm Patrick Ferris, and the phone number is 530-754-KDVS or 530-752-2777. I'd like to tell now, in introducing the next segment I'm going to play, I'd like to tell one of America's great inspirational stories. It begins in Nashville in 1871, at a first-generation colored school that was struggling to stay open. And this is about the Fisk Jubilee Singers. Their career began when their music teacher, George White, a military veteran, emptied the school treasury in order to take the singers on tour in the North because they needed money, and they needed to gather enough money to keep their failing school running. They were calling in parents of these children going to school, begging them to pay, but understanding that they couldn't. After all, these are, in many cases, newly released slaves. So they went to the North, and these singers ranged from ages 15 to 25, and all but two, who were the children of slaves, were actually former slaves themselves. This is in a very, very struggling group of people. And for months up north, singers endured hunger and sickness on the road. They sang to unmoved audiences and refused by white-only lodgings who wouldn't let them stay. And Ella Shepherd, who was George White's protege, she was the lead soprano, she remarked that their audience was most responsive to the spirituals they'd adapted directly from traditional slave songs, from their parents to the ones they'd sung themselves in the fields. And they became the Fisk Jubilee Singers instead of just the Fisk Singers and focused on a solely religious repertoire. They gained popularity swiftly, moving larger and larger audiences each night. Soon they were selling out theaters. One newspaper wrote of them, "These singers are doing a great thing for humanity." Mark Twain said of the Fisk Jubilee Singers, "I don't know when anything has so moved me as the plaintive melodies of the Jubilee Singers." So they toured Europe singing for the royal families of Holland, Germany, and Britain, gaining more and more success along the way. In a message home to her family, Ella Shepherd writes that she had fun speaking gibberish to an English lady who asked her friend loudly, "Do you think they can talk?" Upon returning home, the Fisk Jubilee Singers had earned enough money to completely rebuild the university, where it stands today, complete with a concert hall. So that's the story of the Fisk Jubilee Singers overcoming every obstacle you could imagine in their situation. In fact, there is a story so confirmed, I guess, that it appears in a documentary. It sounds a bit inflated to me, but the story is that they returned to the South and were met with protest from white folks who didn't like like their activities up north. And that George White, in turn, asked them to sing for this crowd of racists. And when the song was finished, he said that the leader of the group was weeping and apologized for everything he'd done. So that's the story of the Fisk Jubilee Singers, and we're not going to hear them just yet. It's going to be the third song I'll play because I'd like to work my way up to it with a sort of to show you how the concert spiritual developed. That's really where their success lay. The Fisk Jubilee Singers were really the first group to take the brilliance and beauty of these field spirituals and ring shouts and dances and all this incredible emotion that came forth from black slaves and put it in a concert setting where it could be performed and taught. And so I'm going to start with a song by Austin Coleman with the George Washington Brown and his group. The song is "My Soul's a Witness," recorded years and years after the Fisk Jubilee Singers performed, but it's the oldest, one of the oldest recordings we have that's really indicative of this sort of the harshness that came of these field, often religious songs. So this song's a bit extreme, but it's especially interesting when you realize that they're speaking English in this song. It's a pretty fantastic thing to have come out of America. So this is the song "My Soul is a Witness" from 1934. And we're going to hear after that a more kind of contemporary sounding recording of religious jug bands. And then two tracks by the Fisk Jubilee Singers themselves recorded just, I think, 15 years after the initial band had done their touring. So pretty indicative of what they actually sounded like.
Oh!
without further ado, the Fisk Jubilee Singers.
Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David was a shepherd boy. He killed Goliath. Joshua was the son of Nun. He never would stop till the work was done. Little David, play on your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. David, play on your heart. Hallelujah. David, play on your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. David, play on your heart. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you once, I tell you twice, there are sinners in hell for you. David, play on your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. David, play on your heart. Hallelujah, David, play on your heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah. David, play on your heart. Hallelujah.
Again, that was the Fisk Jubilee Singers with Swing Low, Sweet Chariot and Little David Play on Your Harp, recorded between 1909 and 1915. More like 25 years after the actual Fisk Jubilee Singers toured. Still pretty indicative of the kind of stuff you'd hear, I believe. Also, the Holy Ghost Sanctified Singers with Jesus Throwed Up a Highway for Me from 1930, and Austin Coleman with Joe Washington Brown and group with My Soul as a Witness from 1934. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues on KDVS. I'm Patrick Ferris. If you'd like to call the station, the number is 530-754-KDVS or 530-752-2777. And now for something completely different. It's time for your Hokum tune of the evening. Coot Grant and Kid Wilson with Come On, Coot, Do That Thing from 1925. Enjoy.
In your town.
But I'm the baby that hun there dampers down. Now when I walk into that hall, you can hear everybody fall.
What they say?
Come on, Coot, and do that thing. Put on your boots and you do that thing. You get yourself all up in a hump. You do the funny dance just like the old folks, honey, do that thing. Now don't you change. Now you slap your hands from side to side. You're getting way down and then you rise. Now if you got an idea, let it ring. Cause I can do that thing. But I mean, I can do that thing.
Mama, Papa, I'm getting mad. doggone tired. I mean, so tired. You gonna keep on messing around, honey, until you get my goat.
What are you gonna do?
Remember, I got a raise and you got a great big old throat.
Lord, sweet mama, mama,
Papa,
I was getting mad.
That rooster was a hanging around the kitchen one day.
What did that rooster say, boy?
He heard that old cook say, I am gonna kill that speckled hen before long.
Why, boy?
Because she will not lay. But I believe I will wait until tomorrow. Then maybe she might lay. That old rooster, he been running with some tears in his eyes.
Then what?
To that old hen, he did say,
I wonder what he
boy,
said.
He said, sweet, sweet, I mean, mama, mama, the cookies is about to get mad. I didn't know him. I could feel the doggone blues. That old rooster, he said, you better run and lay an egg, mama. He said, this ain't no joke. That cook has got a great big egg that will fit your throat.
Cause sweet mama, mama, the cook is about to get mad.
Think about this good time around this old boneyard we once had. I mean we once had. Say you better run to the hen house and lay an egg in the hay.
Why, boy?
I would lay one for you, mama, but I ain't built that away now.
But sweet mama, mama, the cookie's done gone mad.
First time I was in Memphis with Tenny with the sea, I was walking on up Main Street. I meet an old friend of mine. He said, hello there, Joe. I said, hello. He said, what that you got in that suitcase? I said, it's a banjo. He said, can you play the Madison Street rag? I said, no, man, I don't know about Madison Street rag. He says, pull now, whistle. I said, well, all right, whistle it, I can play. So yeah, he go. That. He said, come on, go down here on Madison Corner, open Madison with me. So I go on down there. We get right on the corner. Yeah, we was down here on the corner. Right down here on the corner. Now we're starting a bowl. Oh, man, we having a good time. Mm-hmm. In a few minutes, here come the man with the headache stick. And you know one thing, that boy run sap off and left me? Yeah, he go. Catch him. Played a long time. And I ain't that good. Oh, sure. Play it now, boy.
We just heard another one of Gus Cannon's brilliant rearrangements, the Madison Street Rag, recorded around 1927. For that, Pink Anderson and Simmy Dooley with Papa's About to Get Mad from 1928. Coot Grant and Kid Wilson with Come On Coot, Do That Thing from around 1925 was your hokum tune of the evening. You're listening to the last song soon on Dark Knight Blues on KDVS. I'm Patrick Ferris. The phone number here is 530-754-KDVS or 530-752-2777. Coming up next is Argumentics and the Dead Bird. They're going to give you some noise rock live in Studio A in just a few moments. I'd also like to remind you that our fundraiser begins next week, and so this show, in order, will be doing its traditional fundraiser program. Big Dave will be here to assist me. We're going to play some guitar for you, so please tune in and pledge the show, hopefully. I suppose that's it for tonight. I have one more song here to play for you. This is save this one especially for tonight. This is Charlie Burse and his Memphis Mudcats with Weed Smoking Mama from the late 1930s. So this goes out to you all out tonight. Thank you for listening. See you next week. Have a good night.
Come rockin'.